few years back, some of my friends went to one of the World Youth Day celebrations with Pope John Paul II when he was alive until 2005. And as they were gathering for the closing mass, it was simply a given that it was going to be a very, very rainy and stormy day. The clouds were coming, the Doppler showed all the precipitation. It wasn't spotty, it was just an enormous front. But people were praying that they would have good weather, sun, be able to be dry for this mass. And once you know it, when it was time for mass, the rains came and just pounded the area all around in the field where they had this mass. And it was shining sun and dry right over the field where the Eucharist was being celebrated. And as we even looked on the radar screen, it was almost as if two currents split as a dry pocket opened up around the Pope and all these faithful coming to worship. When we ask the Lord to help us, when we ask for a miracle, when we ask for blessings, even when we ask simply for good weather, like I'm praying for this Saturday's barbecue at Corpus Christi, we believe these are not simply pious wishes, but we're trusting in the power of God who coordinates the events of history with an infinite complexity in past, present, and future that we can simply not fathom. It is so important for us to remember that though God is the Almighty One, He comes to us in our suffering and walks with us in our suffering. He is the God who is capable of suffering and dying. But we must also never forget that God is also the Almighty, the All-Powerful, the One who came to us in suffering and even died for us, and yet by the power of God rose and conquered death victoriously. He even splits the sea and allows His people to walk through, and He destroys all the enemies of Israel. Let us believe in the power of God, who works all things for our good.